Hey, let's go to our next guest. It was Groundhog Day again. Crows thumped by Sydney by 63 points. Played some rugby footy in patches, as they have done. Again, turnovers killed them. Forward line efficiency has killed them. Team defence, look, is not standing up. But one of the Crows' best, who just battles his heart out week in, week out, is Richard Douglas, and he joins us now. Dougie, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. How are you?
Is it as simple as the group's just not learning from its mistakes?
Yeah, it probably is. It's that simple, really. I mean, we made a lot of errors the week before and were poor defensively, and again, we were on the weekend, so it's a bit disappointing in that aspect, yeah.
Why can't the team sustain the effort and just play like a team? And the biggest criticism I think you can get is you just don't look like you're a team. That must hurt, and how does it feel, and how true is it?
Yeah, it does hurt. I mean, we've shown that we're good enough in patches, but... Yeah. Generally, we are not good enough at the moment, which is very disappointing. But, yeah, I agree. We're not playing as a team, and it's disappointing. You know, you want to play as a team. You want to help out your mates, but we're not defending as a team. And we're probably just, you know, when things get tough, we probably go back to playing as individuals, which is very disappointing.
Richard, let's put all the cards on the table straight away and try and work through it. The school of thought that the message from the coach is not getting through. Knock that on the head.
Yeah, no, that's rubbish. I mean, Sando's been very good through the last few weeks. He's been calm and calculated and delivered a really good message. The boys understand it. It's just in certain patches in games that it's we're not delivering. So it's certainly not an issue with the coaches. The players take full responsibility for that and. I've just come out of a meeting now, and it's something we really need to address as a playing group and as leaders in particular.
Tell us about the first quarter then. We saw the first quarter on Saturday against Sydney. There was a completely different, what appeared to be, a different mindset with the team about the use of the ball, about not turning it over, very cautious, a lot of possessions but a lot of marks. You seem very intent on retaining possession of the footy.
Yeah, I think that's probably just the way it panned out. They're a very one-on-one based side, so... can tend to fall into a kicking and marking game against them, but it's probably not something we identified before the game we wanted to do, but I think that's the way it panned out. But I think we did start the game quite well. Our intensity was high and we were right in the game. I think they scored three goals late in the first quarter, so that really hurt us again.
Do you think your team defence is working with your structures? Turning the ball over in dangerous areas of the ground is very, very hard to defend. I call it all or nothing type of footy where you all get on the front foot and you just bloody stream down there. That's hard to fix, or is it easy to fix?
Well, it is. I mean, it's easy, but it's not. I mean, we identify things that need to change, but, we didn't change it from last week. So we feel we can turn around quickly. We've done it in games. You know, we've been in three games and been in winning positions, the first three games. So we feel when we defend well, we're going to be hard to beat, but at the moment, we certainly can't do it for four quarters.
Have you got the talent to play the way Sando wants to? It looks and appears like you want to chain your handball from stoppage and congested play, and that is causing you problems as well when sides really turn up the heat. Maybe a quick kick, and you used to do the quick kick out of stoppage up the line. You got the empty outer there that can compete, crummers front and square, and away you go. Does that need tweaking or changing, and do you think you got the talent to play that brand of footy?
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, in terms of the stoppage stuff you touched on, we won that from the weekend and we're quite dominant in the second half. But it's probably our quality of entries that are really hurting us. You know, as I mentioned, we had more inside 50s, but, they only won by 10 goals. So they're getting quality entries, whereas we're not. So it doesn't look great for us.
So your efficiency inside 50, are you saying that's the talent down there? Is it the entry? Is it a combination of all? Because I think in all bar the first game, you had more inside 50s in the opposition. Then why aren't you kicking a winning score?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. I think, we'll put our hand up and say our forward line's probably not functioning as well as we would like. But I think as midfielders, we can certainly use the ball better going forward and press in after it and try and lock it in. But we... leaking too many rebound 50s too easily. So, as I said, we rely on each individual, each line, defence, mids and forwards, and unfortunately we're just breaking down.
Richard, is one of the problems that it is not an isolated issue. It's not like you can put your finger on it and say, look, this is the problem. We just got to address it because there are smaller issues everywhere. It's not like this is working perfectly so we don't have to worry about it.
It probably looks like that from the outside, but for us, it's just as easy as using the ball well. So that's going to make it easy to defend.
Yep.
And once we are defending, to work together. I mean, we showed some edits of we need defenders rolling off the man to helping out. We probably left Tulls with Buddy one-on-one far too often. You know, we're just probably covering our man too much is where we should be covering the more dangerous player. So I guess for the coaches, which was great today, they're trying to simplify it and make us understand a few key areas. If we tidy up this week, we'll certainly be right in the game. So there's probably, from the outside, as I said, looking at it, looks a bit messy and there's a lot of areas to work on. But for us, it's just two key areas.
Cool. One of the numbers that's been mentioned over the last couple of days and is a figure that's hard to deny is the opposition have kicked 30 of the last 35 goals in your three games this season. What do you put that down to?
Well, I can definitely say it's not the fitness. I think it's more the mental, the toughness. I mean, we work really hard to get ourselves in winning positions as we have in the past 3 weeks, but we just haven't probably got that one or two goals next to give us that real belief and, you know, get the crowd going. And as I said, yeah, it's just that mental toughness, a bit of maturity and just believing that we can put sides away, but we've just let sides back in, and once they get that roll on, we haven't been able to stop it.
Have you created a problem for yourself, though, now 3 weeks in a row where almost the same theme is played out through all those games?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably an element of, you know, if we get in that situation this week, there's going to be a few thoughts running through guys' heads. But, I mean, as a team and as leaders, we need to identify them times and really stand up and be counted. So, you know, it's not an ideal position to be in. We certainly didn't think we'd be here after three games, but we're the only ones that can drag ourselves out of this spot, and hopefully we're in a winning position against the Saints this week and we can really put the foot down and be more ruthless, because that's something we really haven't been at all.
We had Andrew McLeod in our commentary box as an analyst, and he thought you look too structured. He thinks that maybe you just got to be let and allowed to play a little bit more, Dougie. How would you answer that?
Yeah, it's probably Bungie would say. He never liked structures, so he would just play six forwards, six mids and six defenders and let everyone run where they want. But, no, I think there's always going to be an element of structure that we're going to need. But for us, it's just about doing those structures well. If we do that for 120 minutes, we're going to be a lot harder to score against than we are at the moment. So that's what we're going to focus on.
The plus ones hurt you in all three. We talk about Groundhog Day behind the ball. Then they get the set up and they hurt you on the rebound. Has that been working for you? And has there ever been a thought of manning that person up?
Yeah, it's not working. I mean, what we've tried to do of late is make that loose the deepest defender. So we kind of take him out of the play and try and soak him up a bit. But we feel that if they've got the plus one, we've also got plus one either in the stoppage or in our defence. So we try and use that to our advantage. But I think that's something the coaches will continue to look at and possibly tweak this week.
You got the plus one at the stoppage. I've heard quotes from players that you've played against that have said they're happy for you to win that stoppage because you just give it back inside 50. So, I mean, it needs to be addressed, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's for us midfielders to be a bit more calmer and show some poise around that stoppage and probably run it out by hands or just be a bit more smarter and try and bypass that loose player. So as a midfield group today, that's something we talk about, and it'll certainly help our forwards. And we also don't want that defender, if he's a loose defender, living back. We need him to push up the ground and soak up that loose they've got.
As leaders in a leadership group, you're a young bloke in there. You've got two new co-captains. Do you think you're all collectively standing up? Are the coaches happy with the output from the leaders?
Oh, I don't think they would be. I mean, when your sides run over you like that in the last 2 weeks, it's pretty obvious that we're not standing up. So, you know, as a leader, and I know the other guys in the group are really disappointed and embarrassed, I guess. But for us, we've got to, you know, assure the group that we're good enough. We've shown that we're good enough in periods of each game, but we're not good enough for long enough at the moment. So we need to be more relentless at the ball and around the contest for 120 minutes. And if we can do that, we'll get that belief back pretty quick and we'll be on our way.
So in the heat of the battle, you're saying to the Crows fans that are listening, it's not fitness. That's not what drops off. The skill level may do. In your eyes, then, what is dropping off? If it's not fitness and you're saying it's just concentration, it's got to be more than that, Dougie.
Yeah, it's you know, the boys having a crack. It's just not.
And I agree. No,
there's
honestly,
like a tipping point in the game. You know, it's like an arm wrestle when you sort of lose that. Initially, it just falls in, and as a group, we've got to be better and fight that longer and try and stay in games. But we just can't do it at the moment. So I'm not sure if it's, you know, with boys a bit of self-doubt's creeping in or what, but we're trying really hard to turn it around.
It's left to too few from where I see. That's why you're not playing as a team and everybody playing their role. But you bust your guts. The defender, as I said, backs back into a pack, loses a kidney, ball on the ground. You pick it up. You make the right decision. You get it inside 50, and then your bloody forward misses. Then it gets kicked and goes down the other end of goal. You can only deal with that a certain amount of times, Dougie, before players, younger players, do drop off.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the goal kicking, it's really disappointing. I missed a sitter, and a few other guys missed kicks they should have got as well. So that obviously brings an element of disappointment when you work so hard. It's a bit deflating. So I'm not sure if that's contributing as well. But that's something again we need to tidy up. Quick, Mark, is obviously we're kicking ourselves out of games at the moment.
Well, the best pressure is scoreboard pressure. I've always thought. Where you go, mate?
So you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater this week, Richard. You just continue to do and stay on the theme that, you know, you've gone through the pre-season with. You don't change much. You tweak something, but not change greatly?
Yeah, we'll tweak a few things. Obviously, for each side, there's different things that pops up, and we tweak a few things each week. But I guess for us is we've trained a certain way all pre-season, and we believe the way we want to play is good enough. As I said, we'll show that in patches, but it's not good enough for 120 minutes because that... we're just not delivering on what we want to do for long enough. So, yeah, we think we're good enough. Trust all the fans. I hope all the fans believe we are. But, you know, this week we're certainly going to give it a good crack and put four quarters together.
When do you inject some genuine mongrel into your game? Or is that an adage of the past that is just not relevant to the modern-day footy? But some would say just get angry, at least physically impose yourself on the opposition if you can't do it with the skill straight away. Is that an archaic view?
Yeah, I think we can do that. I agree with that. We can do that more. I think the best way to do that is with your attack on the ball and with our tackles. I think our tackle has been poor.
Yeah.
It's been poor for a couple of years, but once again, we're looking at that, and if we can stick a couple of strong ones early, it sends a good message to the opposition and to our player group as well. So that's something we're going to try and do definitely this week.
Copped an injury toll too from the weekend. Thompson, Kerridge, Grigg and Dangerfield, they're saying are all a little bit sore.
Yeah, there's a few sore boys there. Tomo will be fine with his corky.
Be fine, okay.
Kerridge has had the poke in the eye, so I think he's wearing sunglasses 24/7 at the moment. And, yeah, a few of the other boys should be good. So I think it's good we get Tommy Lynch back this week. We'll be good. Not sure if he'll slip straight in or not, but... hopefully the next few weeks we can start to get a few of our key players back, which we've missed, so looking forward to that.
Tommy Lynch is an interesting one, Richard. We thought he was a couple of weeks away. He's a genuine chance to be fit this week to play somewhere?
Yeah, possibly. He's still obviously got to get through training this week, and but he came up to me earlier, and he was pretty excited. So hopefully he can put his hand up this week and get a game, whether it's with us or with our second side. So that's good for him.
Good stuff.
And then, Dougie, how's your Jimmy and Phil crackers?
Nah, they're going well, thanks, Roy. Yeah, wasn't much fun when it happened.
Oh, you brave little soul, to you.
Yeah, no, all good now, mate, which is good. So
well done. Well, mate, you keep ripping in, you keep spreading from a defensive stoppage, you keep tackling them, harassing them, and then pushing forward and doing your job. I'm sure they'll all jump on board. When enough of you do jump on board, it will turn around. Dougie, thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.